7010, ID in Milwaukee, southbound.
7010, how can I help you?
Hey, so this is going to sound really weird. In the past, I've had somebody brandish a gun at the bus and pointed at me, and it didn't bother me as much, and the gun was, like, clearly visible. This time, it happened again. I don't know if it was a gun in his hand or not, but I just can't shake it. I've got just goosebumps. This happened back between the start and the Belmont stop. Honestly, and I don't know how to report something like that anyway. But just the thought of going back through there is kind of freaking me out. I'm okay to drive right now. I'm trying to shake it, but I kind of just want to be done at the end of this shift, I don't know. I can check back in with you after my break and once I get out of the seat for a little bit.
All right, so are you sure that somebody brandished a gun, or is it just that you saw something shiny?
So, yeah, and that's why, so in the past, I've seen it for sure. It's happened before, and for some reason I was able to get through the day just fine. This time, I'm not really sure if it was a gun or not. The look in his eyes, the way that he pointed whatever was in his hands at me, is just giving me that same reaction. I think I'll be okay. I just wanted to check in with you and kind of get out of the seat here on this break. And I don't have that much more of this night anyway. But I still got goosebumps and I'm just a little shaky from it.
All right. So are you okay to drive now?
Yes. I'm good. My passengers are safe with me.
All right. Copy. Well, go ahead and end the line, take your break. And if I don't hear from you, I'm going to assume that you're doing that last trip. If not, I guess we'll get a call from you.
Okay. Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. 2152.